From Wishing Star Studio in St. Paul, Minnesota, this is Being an Elder, Living a Meaningful Life, hosted by Karen Lund. This is episode 4, Life is Good, Being an Elder to the Community.
Life is good. It's good because we can and need to be actively involved with others in our community. So this is about being an elder to the community. It's so gratifying when we have a way of contributing to others in our community. Again, think big ideas, big thoughts. Being an elder to the community focuses on, what's our community? Good question. Involvement, connecting to life, volunteering for something we love, and smart giving makes a big difference. How do you define community? What's important to your community? There is a physical aspect to a community. Sometimes I suggest to others they get a city map and draw a big area around what they would consider their community. Others live out in rural areas, and their community may be even larger physically because people live so far apart. Another aspect of community, it's a place you want to live. It's comfortable. It's safe. There's opportunities to learn and grow. It's where you meet your needs. As you've moved through the many pathways of life, maybe sometimes the community you were in wasn't ideal. And that could happen. It could be because of why we had to live in a place, why we moved to an area. It often was connected to financially where we could live. But one of the things I noticed is that our mindset, the way we're thinking about our community, can get in our way. I will tell you right now, and those that have heard me say this and talk about it realize that of all the communities I lived in, Florida was one of the communities I have no desire to ever live in again. But I know that the reason is because I have the right wrong thoughts about it. I don't think positively. And when I lived there, I didn't make any effort to change that thought pattern. The other thing about a community is we want to have friends in that communities. Some of you probably have numerous communities. Part of that is because you might live one place in the winter and another place in the summer. It might be that you've moved to international locations and then come back here. Albert Einstein has this great quote about communities. He says, "A man's value to the community depends primarily how far his feelings, thoughts, and actions are directed to promoting the good of his fellows." That's it. A community is really important around the others. Regarding where we live, where we work, how we're involved with others, and it's positive, it really allows us to thrive as human beings. And when that happens, happiness and well-being will just bloom. Here's some examples of blooming that I've experienced. The 80-year-old artist who started painting when he retired. I belong to a group called WOW. It's Women of Words. It includes women of all ages who are writing, publishing, speaking, and selling books. It's amazing that this outlet was found by all these women. I remember going to a concert one night and was talking to a man who had retired, and he was 68, and he said, "And I just started taking piano lessons." And we could go on and on about people and how they bloom beyond a certain age because they become involved with themselves and with their communities. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "When you cease to make a contribution, you begin to die." Boy, I think a lot of people experience that. So often, we have been identified with our work environment for years, where we worked, what we did, and all of a sudden, that changes. It could change because we're no longer needed. I experienced that when I was about 50. The technology has changed, so we have to get re-educated or retrained, or early retirement comes along. And what happens is, because we have not looked at other opportunities and possibilities in our life, we begin to say, "Now what do I do?" And so that need to find a way to contribute. And that's what being an elder to your community is. How can you contribute? You know, we really do want to utilize our skills, our talents, our desires, our time, and even financial support. Remember, you can share with others joy, friendship, help, and support. My mother used to talk about the growing up on the farm in North Dakota during the drought as well as the Depression. She said they shared meals with family, friends, and the unknown traveler who appeared at the door. She said her mother always put out the best she could, and they joined in the partaking of the nourishment of food, connection, and soul. When you read or hear about stories from the Depression, you really see the caring and kindness with friends and strangers that took place. So we start thinking about the connecting in life. What are the people in our communities looking for? And that big word is hope. Hoping for a friend. Hoping for a way out of misery. Hoping for a kind word. Hoping to be understood. Hoping to be listened to. Hoping for a comforting heart. You probably have a hope. Remember, you can also provide another with the hope they need. This is what Mother Teresa says. She says, "It's not how much we do, but how much love we put into doing. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into the giving." It's about love. It's about sharing. It's about taking care of others. There's some other ways you can be involved. One of them I find so fascinating is growth and learning. There's other ways to be involved in the community, and one I like is the one on growth and learning. Educational opportunities are enormous. They're all over the place. You just have to find them. Never stop learning. Traveling, connecting with others. And this connection can be from many different sources. I have a college friend who, when she retired, said, "I want to travel. I want to see the world." And she hooked up with a cruise line, and today she organizes people to go all over the world on these cruises. And a new one that I just found out about that I think is so cool isn't that an old word? Is summer camps. Being a kid again, having fun. Sitting around the campfire and singing Kumbaya. Beds fill up fast, so you need to be on top of the summer camp you want to go to. What I'm looking for is that summer camp just for the elders. Volunteering for something you love. What I know, and I have been involved in volunteering for years, is that a lot of people volunteer from guilt. They volunteer because somebody says they should. They volunteer because it was something that connected them to their children's activities. But did they really enjoy it? A lot of people feel, and I know I've seen it done, where volunteers are not appreciated. Volunteers are taken for granted. And so what you want to do at this time in your life is to do a volunteer search. Write out what you want, what's interesting, what's fun, what kind of interaction you want, and with what age level. What are the issues or concerns you have? What's the location you might want to be associated with? What organization might that be? And always check what's your passion. One of my volunteer activities that I've done for about 8 years has been at the Como Park Zoo and Conservatory in St. Paul, Minnesota. I work in the Japanese garden, and you can imagine in Minnesota, it's not open all year, but it is open usually from the 1st of May until the end of September, and might even stay open till October. Here's what the amazing thing is about this area. It is a public park, and in 2014, they had over 1,500 individuals providing volunteer service. People talk about, oh, we couldn't do these things because we're just a public agency. We're a public recreation agency. This park, the Como Zoo and Park and Conservatory, would not survive without the volunteers. But more importantly, it gives all of us in the community the opportunity, whether we work in the gardens, whether we work with the animals, whether we do work out in the area of growing plants, working with the staff, all of that is a way for us to contribute to this wonderful public park. Why are they so successful? Imagine 1,500 people. They're successful because they train all the volunteers. They're concerned with retention. They ensure that the paid staff support the volunteers. And here's what's the most crucial thing, is they appreciate what the volunteers do. The last little part of this, of being connected to the community, being involved, is we need to help out financially with nonprofits, with religious organizations, with organizations that serve others. And from my perspective, your responsibility is to help in any way you can and in any amount you can. Just make sure it's a legitimate organization. Watch the scams. There's lots of them out there. But remember, they do need our help. One of my desires and wishes is to impact our society around kindness. Kindness is a choice. Kindness comes from the heart. Think of all the simple things that can be done by expressing kindness. A smile. And to that person receiving it, it validates them as a person. Help others. Sometimes we don't even know others need help. You want to get everyone involved when you're doing something. One of the things somebody said to me, told me the story, that in one assisted living home, there were a number of people that weren't as capable of being involved in some of the activities, and they were almost ignored. They were left out. It's important that we make sure all are included. It's about being inclusive. In the book, Living as a Course in Miracles, the author John Mundy says, "It is effortless to be nice. It requires energy to be unpleasant." Wow. I don't want to use energy to be unpleasant. Let me be more effortless in the fact that I can be nice. In the book, Awakening Kindness, I found this, and this is my challenge to you. Kindness in motion. I'd like all of you to accept this challenge. Go out into the world as kindness in motion. Kindness is contagious. Spread it. I've had a number of organizations that wanted me to pursue discovering, learning, and then creating new ways of life with a focus on how to get involved, how to impact our community, how to impact others in a helpful way. I offer workshops and retreats that are interactive, experiential, and just plain fun. If you're interested, you can contact me through beinganelder.com.
For more about being an elder living a meaningful life, visit beinganelder.com. You can purchase a copy of the Being an Elder, Becoming a Treasure book online.